Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Oh, hello, everybody, and I'm Stuart Best, and we've got co-host, actually, Larry Taylor with us tonight. And we got a lot to talk about, actually. We've got stuff from Bible codes to what's going on in the Middle East, the buildup of troops along the Ukraine border, all kinds of things going on. Hey, Larry, how are you tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Well, where do you want to start? Should we maybe start on an update on what's going on over there? I mean, we have had just a tremendous change almost virtually overnight and are watching the Ezekiel 38 alliance take shape before our very eyes. What's new over there?
Well, there's some rather shocking news seemingly coming out. I did note that, and we'll go there in a minute, Fox on Lou Dobbs has begun to reveal the information about the 40,000 Russian troops at the border of Ukraine. But start out first in the Middle East. There's been a lot of maneuvering, a lot of really interesting information coming out of the Middle East, especially from Debka and Israel. And one of the reports that's really shocking that came out today, and of course the Obama administration State Department is denying this pact that's reported by Israel, but I'm going to read this headline from Debka, August 17th. It says, Russia moves bombers and S-400 missile systems into Iran near Tehran. Reports of Vlad Putin's new bloc, Russian, Turkish, and Iranian military pact has happened. So this is coming out of Israel, and Israel is shocked that this has formed and came together so quickly. Now, one of the things that's coming out of that region and of course, has not hit mainstream is the fact that, you know, there were earlier reports that the U.S.-NATO nuclear weapons were not secure in that Incirlik air base in Turkey. And the latest reports coming out indicate that Turkey has approached the U.S. And asked that these nuclear weapons be released into Turkish military hands. And they are also reporting that Turkey has even invited Russian military and their planes into that air base. So you've got Russian forces now invited to come to the U.S. NATO base in Turkey and take over. So this is really a change in direction.
Oh, total. If Putin takes over that, he's more or less then he's moved into Iran. He already has bases in Syria. Now he has bases in Turkey, or soon will if he doesn't. He will have his hands on these, I think they're called B-61 gravity nuclear bombs. So that's quite a coup, don't you think?
Oh, that's incredible. And there was some breaking news today, Stuart, that the Armenia military is also going to join this pact. And there's rumors in the background that there's over 200,000 Iranian troops already in Iraq and about 100,000 in Syria. So you're seeing an incredible, massive amount of land that Russia will suddenly be over. I mean, you're talking a pact, you know, if Iraq and Syria link up with Turkey and Iran and Armenia, I mean, that's incredible. What the report was saying, with all of this linkage or this pact, This puts Iranian troops right on the northern border of Israel, right on the border.
Well, how do I say? We know now from emails that Hillary and Obama set up, well, we knew it anyway before that, ISIS. And we also know that there were people within the government that warned them that this could take place if they did it and set up a, you know, a new kind of a state within a state, which is exactly what has happened. My question is it possible that this coup was intended to fail so that there would be a caliphate state in Turkey at the behest of Obama, that he has literally given those nukes to the Islamic Russian state? You have to remember that, and the reason I say that is, biblically speaking, we know that our enemies are round about, but we also know from that prophecy from Kenya back in 1912, I think it was, that this guy would come in and he would take over the reins of government in the United States and would work to destroy it. Now, if his goal is to destroy America, which he's done a very good job at from within, is also to, if he's a New World Order globalist, which he appears to be, would be to destroy it from without. Well, you remember the comment that he made where he said, if push comes to shove, I'm going to side with Islam?
Yes.
Seems to
yes.
me that's exactly what he's done.
Well, it appears such. I mean, it certainly appears that way. And what's interesting, Stuart, is you mentioned this coup in Turkey, and there was a lot of, I guess you could say, confusion. A lot of news sources were putting out different reports on where this coup actually was established from. And of course, Turkey was pointing his fingers at the Obama administration, said, I know exactly where it came from. And he started naming U.S. generals that was involved in it. And what's interesting also is something else I haven't brought up until, well, today. There have been rumors, you know, I've shared with you in private phone calls the last couple of days that there is something strange happening within the Kremlin, that there have been some rumors of a possible, and really the language is strange, indicating a possible coup might be in the making in the Kremlin against Putin. And I noted, too, today that there appears to be the Russian military has broke up a group of insurgents that were in Russia to cause problems, and there was a big shootout, I believe, in St. Petersburg, and they killed a number of them. And the latest on that is coming out of Russia indicates that Putin is pointing at Obama and the CIA as being behind something occurring in Russia, including the false reports, as he claims, of a coup that was working against him. Now, also, if you've watched the last week or so, Putin has been firing some top generals in his military. So
yes.
There is a lot
yes.
of cards being played right now.
So this sort of, this whole thing could be have been a setup. Not only do they get the nukes, they get a caliphate state, which is Islamic, of course. Obama is an Islamic, or if he's not, he's an Islamic lover. He hates the Christians. It's patently clear what he feels about the Christians. He's all but ordered the military to purge the Christians out of the military, or at least, if not out, silence them so they can't do anything. He's made it very, very clear in other comments, really, what he's about and who he really is. So it does make me wonder if this coup was deliberate and the whole thing is just a stage play, part of Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed. And it appears that this whole thing is maybe the Masonic order out of chaos. Hard to tell, I guess. But with that kind of news coming out where they have encircled. Now, what is the latest on the actual, disposition of the 1,500 families and whatnot that are involved in that airbase over there in Turkey? Are they still surrounded? Are they cut off? What's your latest news on that?
The latest report I've got on that is about 3 days earlier. They were indicating that though they had turned the water and the electricity back on in the base, they were surrounded by Turkish military and others. And so who the others are, I don't know. But the last week, we've been getting messages and reports over in the Middle East, coming out mainly of Middle East news, that Turkey had surrounded the airbase and that nothing had changed. You know, it's almost like a siege, as you could call it. But what's interesting, you know, you brought up the fact, talking about the coup and the really strangeness of the coup. It appears to me, and, you know, I mentioned back there when this started, and, you know, you were talking about it too, that this coup, was set to fail from the beginning. And also, it appears that this coup really was nothing but a false flag. I mean, when you look at it and how it was brought about.
Which would indicate just one more step to the consolidation of the nations necessary to go against Israel. And we also know what Obama thinks about Israel. So now we have Russia, the allies that were part of the Russian Soviet Empire. Then we have Turkey, we have Iran, we have Iraq, we have Syria, and little old Israel. And, of course, a lot of the nations in Europe are not very fond of Israel either. So it seems like what's lining up is about what's lining up over here. Every nation in the world about hates the United States, and about every nation in the world hates Israel. So here we go. And where this stops, I guess nobody knows. But if they get a hold of those, I don't know what they call them, B-61s or what the actual designation, but they're supposed to be one of the latest technology gravity bombs. And you had said earlier, have you gotten any more confirmation on the possibility that there are hydrogen weapons there as well?
Oh, that was, that was confirmed that there's about 50 weapons there, and some are nuclear, and there are hydrogen. They do have hydrogen bombs there on that base. So this is a giveaway. I mean, if we just walk away, the U.S. just walks away, NATO can't take it, and basically you'll have a caliphate with armed nuclear weapons right off the bat. But now, the interesting part of this thing, in the last couple of days especially, is the fact that Russia secretly had moved in their bombers to the airbase there by Tehran. And, of course, Israel's the only one that's sending out the reports that Russia has also set around that area the S-400s. Now, the S-400 missile systems are the best that Russia has.
Yes.
And one of the reports coming out of Israel says that this is how Russia has secretly surrounded Tehran or Iran to prevent even a Israeli strike on the nuclear facilities in Iran.
So now we've really got a Putin checkmate, so to speak, because if Israel were to strike Iran, as we said before, they have to go probably take out Damascus, because undoubtedly, even though Damascus may be a ruinous heap already, I'm sure they've got some chemical, biological weapons sitting around that area that they would use against Israel in the event of a preemptive attack. So I don't think Israel has any options if it's going to attack Iran, it must also attack Syria, which is, of course, a proxy of Iran. But does that not mean that then they have attacked Russia and Russian troops or Russian advisors? And would Putin at that point, you know,
another angle to look at this is the main nuclear facility is in southern Iran, there in what, you know, I've referred to in scripture as Elam, in the region of Elam. And, of course, we're talking Jeremiah 49. And you say, you know, if you read Jeremiah 49 closely, it talks about something occurring that literally makes that area a no man's land, period. And that's never occurred. And so this is what's interesting. The Bashir nuclear facility that I believe that Russia has, you know, their personnel is running that on the ground there, is really right there in the middle of Elam, along with the Revolutionary Guard Forces base that is in that region. A number of those bases, Al-Quds and all these others that are always attacking towards Israel. And the interesting thing is, if Scripture's true, if all of this is going, you know, there's one thing about it. If Iran's about to be nuclear and Turkey's nuclear and all this is going on, what if, you know, because of the urgency of the hour, so to speak, and the U.S. not standing up and standing at the back of Israel, Israel makes a imminent strike, a secret strike, and they hit this nuclear facility, as Jeremiah 49 seems to indicate, which is full of nuclear fuel rods, and it literally devastates or radioactive states the whole land there. You would also kill Russians, and you know, and you don't know how many Russians might be involved. So that could be, like you said, a hook in the jaw. We don't know which way it's going to go, but this is getting very, very serious.
Well, it's also very interesting that I think it was Putin that really, I don't know if he actually did it, but he more or less told his people, did he not, prepare for war, get on a war footing. Israel has said that to their people.
That's absolutely true, what you just said. The news reports out of Russia indicate that they went fast forward into nuclear war preparations all over Russia, including the underground bunkers that would house communications and such, and also a lot of the new equipment, which we've already, our military has already said, some of the new ballistic missiles that Russia has, we cannot stop. We don't have the capability to stop them. And they're already issuing those in this fast forward they're doing in Russia, the nuclear ballistic missiles, you know, into their armada there. But, you know, they're also calling up and getting a lot of the, you know, we've shared also their nuclear submarines have gone to sea. You know, they're in the Pacific, they're in the Mediterranean, they're in the Atlantic. I mean, Russia knows what Russia's doing. It appears we're the ones that seem to be the setting ducks.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, all right, so now we know that the air base over there in Turkey, Incala, has been encircled. Now we hear that Russia has been invited to land there. Here's an American base where we're basically at war, and Erdogan, you know, he just invites the Russians to bring in their aircraft and troops, obviously. So they have the nukes, or could get them if they don't have them, and I would be very suspicious, actually, that they've already got them. What are we doing? I haven't heard hardly anything out of the American press. Have you heard anything?
No, we've heard nothing out of the American press, nor have we heard anything really out of NATO. And the EU seems to be ignoring this. Of course, the EU's got a big problem because of the Russian military that's on their borders now. And at the same time, you've got the Brexit, where the UK, and there seems to be some news reports that some of the Brexit was really a way to avoid war with Russia, which was really, you know, Russia was intimidating, you know, England incredibly by naval maneuvers,
yes,
submarines, you know, in the channel. Their nuclear bombers were hitting, you know, the airspace, you know,
practice
over the UK almost daily.
Runs.
And yeah, and so it's like the UK was trying to withdraw from, not withdrawing from NATO particularly, but they were beginning their withdrawal from the EU, and I expect possibly even NATO. They're trying to stay out of the war, but this war seems to be coming regardless.
Well, they were probing our borders and Canadian borders too with their bombers, were they not? For quite a while, and probably still are. One of the problems we have is that Open Skies Treaty, where Russian bombers can actually literally overfly the United States. And it's part of that Open Skies Treaty. When I was flying for General Electric, and this was years ago, we would occasionally see a Russian bomber probing along the border. So, I mean, they've been doing this for a long, long time. Moving over, though, 40,000 Russian troops preparing for war. What's going on over there in Ukraine? That sounds like this is going to be that he's preparing for a major invasion. And, of course, NATO and the United States and Obama were directly implicit in this little coup over there in Ukraine. What's the deal over there now?
The last almost 8 years of Obama has been incredible, and you can include Hillary Clinton in that. I'm still looking for her reset button. But however, the reports from Yahoo News coming out says 40,000 Russian troops confirmed preparing for war in Crimea. Says U.S. intel is extremely concerned. The Pentagon has identified 8 staging areas in Russia which appear to be invasion platforms for the Ukraine territory. And they're talking at least 40,000 Russian troops, tanks, armor, you know, missile systems. I mean, we're talking big stuff here, and include the Russian Navy off the coast of Ukraine and Crimea are also doing naval exercises right now. And so and this is what's interesting. You know, NATO should be really on top of this, and it's almost like NATO is basically silent, the EU is basically silent, and all of this is right there on their border, right there on the border.
So, do you suppose, now let's go back to that statement that Putin made, where he was addressing the press, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, I can't seem to get through to you people that we are headed into war. So it sounds to me like he is building up for war. I mean, if that whole thing over there in Turkey sets up the stage for Putin, He's in really a kind of a good pilot's seat. He's captain in command now, and plus the fact he's encircled Israel, basically.
Yeah.
So we're watching what appears to be the formation called for in Ezekiel 38:39. I notice, though, that Syria is not involved, or does not appear, it's not mentioned, in the Ezekiel 38:39 lineup, but it is mentioned in Isaiah chapter 17. So perhaps the elimination of Damascus eliminates Syria as well.
Well, here's something else
that's
good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Stuart, and insert this and get your opinion on it. Something else that is occurring in the background that's not, you know, of course, this is not U.S. mainstream news, I assure you. Probably most we're talking about is not. But there are reports from the Middle East, though, indicating that Russia has made a back channel pact that they're going to give Turkey a portion of Syria. Russia's going to give Iran another portion of Syria. Assad will have a small little kingdom there by Damascus. And then Russia will have all of the, you know, the water ports, the TARDIS, the bases, and et cetera, et cetera. If that occurs, now, if we're looking at that situation, if by chance Isaiah 17 occurs and Israel takes out Damascus and Assad, there will be no, you know, Syria anymore. It'll be basically Russian, Turkey, and Iran. And so that's the latest reports from the back channels.
Wow. So we're seeing a very alarming change over a couple of weeks that is, you know, foreshadowing, I guess, the Ezekiel 38-39 war. Fascinating. Fascinating. Do you think they're going to, if they go into Ukraine, would he maybe make other moves as well? Or is this basically going to ignite a war between the United States, NATO, and Soviets?
From some of the reports that's coming out and those that have analyzed the reports, they seem to indicate, they think, now, this is just speculation, of course, from the intel side, but they are thinking that sanctions have really hurt. The EU sanctions and U.S. sanctions, and NATO especially, has really hurt Putin's administration, and that this possibly is, it's one of two things is the speculation. Number one, he's brought in, moved his military into range where he can invade, and the whole scheme basically is to get the sanctions dropped. In other words, he'll invade Ukraine and wherever else unless the sanctions are dropped, and then he might not. However, on the other hand, there are some intel people that believe that Putin has massed enough military in that region, including nuclear forces, that he literally can invade Ukraine and take it in possibly just 2 days. I mean, really a blitzkrieg. And then go on into some other of those states, which are NATO. And the only way NATO can stop him, you'd almost have to go nuclear. And I'm beginning to wonder if NATO can go nuclear, because he's basically, Putin's checkmated their nuclear arsenal.
Yeah, and from what Putin said, he doesn't mind playing with nuclear matches if they want to strike a few of those. He said, we'll just, we're not afraid of World War III. He's made that comment several times, more or less like Bush's bring it on. That's the wrong guy to say bring it on. He's a chess player, and he has checkmated NATO and the United States time after time after time. And we know his end because the Bible tells us what his end is, but evidently he's got a major job to do first. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's like getting set up for the taking out of America Babylon.
Well, another thing, Stuart, there's another card in this deck that nobody's watching very much, and there are reports that China, had sent a carrier over to the TARDIS base, and
There were reports
that Chinese were on the ground in Syria secretly. Now, there are also reports that we are really in some kind of major standoff with North Korea and China in the South China Sea right now over that region, and that this is a lot more serious than people are being told. And, of course, with the election going on, a lot of this news is not getting out, and people just are not having access to this news. You know, America right now is probably in more danger than we have ever been.
Yeah, and people have to remember that when you read about a prophecy, I know a lot of people don't want to believe it, but we are Babylon the Great, the nation Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great, or USA, is the first nation to go down in this dominoes that ends up with, you know, the final, I guess you could say, end of world civilization. But we are the first to go. So we know from Ezekiel 38 that when that invasion occurs, they come up over the poles and strike us, which is, of course, where they've been probing anyway with their bombers. I remember, what was it, last year? They were probing almost constantly. Canada,
yeah,
all through that whole area, our west coast.
Yeah, they have placed military forces in the Arctic. They've basically taken over the Arctic from us. And they've also still been probing, you know, all along Canada and you know, the northern U.S. with their bombers off California, you know, off the Atlantic, you know, and this is going on. Now, something I'm going to tell you now I've had, but I didn't post, okay? And I'm going to say it this way and get your interpretation.
Okay.
You know, we know we know how Putin feels about basically Obama and Hillary, and he's already said if either one of them stay in, that it's war, without a doubt.
Yes.
We don't know how he feels about Trump or a Trump administration, other than Trump has not talked to him really that much. Now, I'm going to read you a news article here. This is from Yahoo News, and I didn't post it because I didn't want to promote it, but what I'm going to say here is, this is very interesting because of the fact that, is it possible that if by chance Trump actually gets elected, or we even have an election, that we have a possible window of delay on the situation with Babylon? I don't know. But I want to say, now,
yes.
I want to get your intel mind working on this, Stuart. This report, Ivanka Trump, which we know is Trump's daughter, on vacation with Putin's girlfriend, Wendy Dang Murdoch, ex-wife of the news founder, Rupert Murdoch, and they're vacationing together in Dubrovnik, Croatia. And I've got the photo. So this, Stuart, I want to ask you this. Is there by chance some secret information being passed via this avenue between Putin and Trump?
Yes. I would have to say unqualified, absolutely. That's a back channel way of diplomacy. And it may well be, you know, there are prophecies both ways on Trump. One, he's absolutely going to get in, and he's going to try to do what he said he was going to do. He's got an awful job ahead of him. If he does it, it would only be by the hand of the Lord. And he may be the instrument of judgment against the erstwhile American public and the lawlessness and the corruption that's in this country right now. He could be the rod of iron, you know. But remember, David Wilkinson had that vision where, I believe, he didn't say exactly where it was, or length in time, but he did say that America sort of turned around and was beginning to rise up, and then the floodgates of all hell broke loose.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be the delay. Trump could be the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say definitely to your question. Yeah, that's how they operate. They operate through the back channels. So messages can be passed back and forth. And that's their form of diplomacy. And, of course, he kind of would have to do that right now anyway. You know, he's made several statements, and Putin has called Trump brilliant and seems like a nice fellow, and they could probably get along. and you know, and Trump has said, well, he would like to be friendly with Russia. And he thinks that he can get along well.
Yeah, you wonder if that's a code.
Yeah. Well, Hillary is very ill as far as what I can see. Have you heard any more about that? I mean, they're saying now some of the physicians that have watched her and watched the videos very closely think she has Parkinson's, advanced Parkinson's. And I did hear a rumor where they were saying the DNC was going to be making an announcement in the very near future about her health. So, you know, that's kind of a wild card. We really don't know. I mean, that would shift the whole thing around if she became very ill. And I don't believe these polls where they've got Hillary way ahead and Trump way behind. I just don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, you got major media 100% behind Hillary, and they're attacking Trump on every possible way. Kind of like it reminds me of how they attack Israel. No matter what Israel does, they just attack it. It's a genuine hatred that the left has, and the rich men evidently have, for Trump, if he is legitimate. And I guess we're going to have to wait and find out whether that's true, too. What else you got for news? Say, did you see this thing in China? This is way off the, you know, off the beaten track of what we were talking about. Hospital security footage captures a haunting moment as the soul leaves a body. The chilling footage reveals the moment a soul appears to leave the body of a person who has just died. Did you see that?
Oh, I did. And did you see that Portugal photograph? I sent it to you from Coast Zone of this strange creature in the desert there in Portugal.
Yes, I did. I just watched it. I'm not sure whether I believe it or not. But I'm assuming it's real. We're going to see all kinds of stuff, folks. You better get yourselves buckled in, so to speak, because we are going to see some very weird things. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of that strangeness, let me just bring this up and get your comment on it, because I remember that you you've reviewed and studied the Illuminati card game. The deck of cards, and listen, here's this one out this morning. This actually came out on the Q Alert. It says, Plague of Demons, Illuminati Card Game. It says the card, and of course I posted the card. You said you've seen it before. It says, Unleashed on America, or is there a national outbreak of demonic possession involving Hillary Clinton? And the interesting thing is I'm getting more and more emails and reports from people that are saying they're having a hard time thinking, they can't think straight. And, you know, it reminds me of, I think back, I believe, with Jasher in the Book of Jubilees. It talks about before the flood, after the flood, that the demons were literally killing off a lot of the descendants of Noah. And that actually, there had to be the Lord, you know, they asked the Creator to do something with them because there wouldn't be any flesh left if something wasn't done. And remember, so many of them, I don't remember now how many were locked up, but then some were left to Satan to use, you know, against mankind or humanity.
Yes.
You know, we've heard recently a lot of, something's releasing some of this stuff apparently. And especially in America, people can't think. And I know it could be chemicals, it could be chemtrails, it could be, you know, I even wonder about the Blue Beam project being operated, Stuart.
Well, we don't know how it actually operates. We do know it includes audio, it includes video, and who knows what else it includes. So you could be very right. They may be just cranking it up. Because we are having I'm going to read the thing that you posted, seeing very anomalous electromagnetic activity in the Oklahoma Mountain Gateway, including some strange flashes of light, electric power off and on as days go by, electric power goes off about every day, surges many times, cell phone troubles, the computer went back to factory settings all on its own. The sun coming up in the east at more north, and we've noticed that here. The sun is not rising. It's not always. Sometimes it goes right back to where it should, which would be indicative of what the Inuit talk about with the earth wobble. So things are really going on. And we got a few emails. I want to read just a couple of them. My husband and I are experiencing all that you described, headache, severe sinus and flu-like symptoms, muscle cramping, loss of balance, brain fog, decreased concentration and focus, exhaustion, tired all the time, no endurance, visual and hearing problems, interrupted sleep, stabbing, sharp, migrating pains that will wake you with intensity, like through the middle of your head or an eye or an ear, bone, foot, finger. And this person is a nurse practitioner, and it's not an infection, and says it's convinced that it is an electromagnetic or a low sound resonance and frequencies. That's kind of an interesting email.
Yeah.
And here's another one. Was listening to the latest program last night. It hit me about being sick. Lately, I have been feeling off balance, have had bouts with vertigo. My eyes are dizzy and blurred, where I can barely see my computer at work, totally wiped out with exhaustion. Have no idea. I've never been sick, maybe once every 3 years. Is this a combination of possible blue beam, the approach of the destroyer, or the beginnings of the ripple in the galactic cosmic superwave that we know is coming? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you, this is occurring all over the world because, you know, I got a report from a pastor in the Philippines that they're experiencing things there similar to this. And it seems to be have a worldwide focus. There's something going on. And, of course, so many of these things, you know, when you talk about gravitational waves, you talk about, you know, the destroyer, the entourage, the electromagnetic activities. And, of course, the sun at the same time is really being anomalous. You know, it's amazing. I mean, it's so many things happening at the very same time. It's hard to pin it down. And, of course, we know also of HARP and, you know, we know of CERN. And we know that China and Russia and other nations have some of this same technology. So it's really hard to pin down, Stuart, where this is coming from. I know we're going to have I believe Friday night, Augusto Perez back again, and this can be something we can really open up and talk about on that show because he's got some insight too.
Yeah, there's something definitely going on. I got another thing I wanted to talk to you about because I want to warn the people too. This comes from a vision of the end of the world from Sarah Manette way back in 1979. She had this vision. She said, she was back in the United States. There was a tremendously long winter that lasted into summer. Now, the Inuit claim that there's going to be up there no summer at all. They have two long, cold winters. So down here, it would be a short summer. It caught everyone by surprise, started a full famine. Remember, you and I have been talking about stealth famine for a long time. Actually,
yeah.
I realized that the long winter actually just increased the famine greatly to its full measure because the famine had already been in progress because of storms, droughts, floods, and other plagues that have been happening over the few years that led to the long winter. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Storms, droughts, floods. It seemed then that the year following the long winter was when everything started to go downhill very quickly. All things piled one on top of the other without any breaks. The sense of time, though, was not very clear because I was seeing several things that seemed to happen all at the same time or very close together. During and after the long winter, a disease spread everywhere and increased in severity. The economy was completely gone, and the electricity was also gone. There was complete chaos and anarchy all over the United States. There was no government, a total breakdown. and there was no food at all. Then she talks about what she calls cities of light, that it had been established just before the disease attack, and that they were very organized. It was like they had known what was coming and prepared for it. They had food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there was peace and safety. Now that, this cold winter, you saw, did you see the Farmer's Almanac for this year?
Oh, yeah, I posted that, and I thought of Red Elk, you know, because of the term ice and cold winter, that warning that they put out, I posted that today. You want me to read that headline?
Yes, go ahead.
Basically, this is from True News, posted this early this morning. It said the Farmer's Almanac says return of the ice, cold winter. As Farmer's Almanac warns, winter is coming. It says September 2016 through December 2017. Alternate records precast of the February with minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit in many places in the U.S. So what you just, vision or whatever you just read, Eric, we may be looking at some kind of winter spell that's really coming down on us. I just hope and pray that people are prepared and are prepared early.
Yeah, this thing, they said, I can't remember where I read it. I thought I had it here, but I don't. But it said that this thing was going to occur, a big ice and snowstorm would be in September that would catch everybody off guard. So, yeah, I really
month.
Agree.
That's
yeah.
Just next month. We're close.
We're very close.
Know, I got an email, too, from Shane Beasley over in southern Oklahoma that said that he doesn't understand the cool weather that's happening there because it is so out of season that and all the animals and plants are really reacting very strangely towards this weather. It's a real weather anomaly occurring right now, and that he senses also that something is really out of whack, and we need to watch the weather closely.
Well, another thing that was seen were these woolly bears. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen that many of them, but totally black. Woolly bears normally have a kind of a brownish, then they have a black stripe, then they have another brown area.
Mm-hmm.
These are totally black. And, you know, a lot of the Native Americans and whatnot read those kinds of signs, and that would indicate a very long, cold winter. So I guess what, you know, here's another kind of nasty Sadhu sees judgment coming. Sadhu, Sundar, Salveria, I guess, I'm not sure, it ends with a J, is not claiming judgment has been averted. He's talking about the Trump election because he says Trump's going to get elected. As shown in the video message below, starting at the 16-minute mark, he shares a prophetic warning of what is coming in 2016. I guess this guy's fairly accurate. So anyway, great unimaginable natural disasters will come this year. It will shake the world with shock and fear. A murderous reign of terror will sweep the world. That will take place in great mass numbers. There is also another kind of danger that will take place. People will die sudden death. Youth will die. Little children, elderly people, sudden death will take place. Natural disasters. My brothers and sisters, this will come. In the midst of all of this, God will guard you. He will guard you. He will protect you from all evil. Do you want this blessing? Then make him the trust of your life. You make him the Lord of your life. Only he can protect you. New disease will come like a snake. We just read about that. And will creepily sneak into the house. A worm-related disease will come and will send shockwaves across the world. You talked about the Illuminati card. and a demonic release. I had a friend of mine who actually worked in Washington. I think he worked for some senator or something. And he's just kind of a sensitive, spiritual sensitive Christian. He said, you would not believe the demonic activity in Washington, D.C. He said, they're everywhere. Everywhere. You can see these demonics, creatures. Yeah. So we know it's infested. It's just too bad. Did you want to get into the Bible code at all that you ran into?
You talked about the dreams I've had.
Yes. Do you want to do that now or Friday?
I can just, let me mention it tonight, and then we can enlarge into it Friday. I mentioned it on the mailbag show with Augusto, but I've since had another dream. And so, in other words, three nights in a row now, I have had a dream that is related to coming righteous judgment on this land and also George Soros. And that's what's interesting is the fact that I actually sent my dream, I mentioned it to Barry Rothman this morning early, and did you get a copy of that code that he ran?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, George, he ran a code on what I had told him, and I'll just read some of the responses. The code came back, George Soros, and everybody knows who that is. That's one of the top rich men on the planet. Number one, George Soros. Number two, rich, the word rich. Number three, there was a series of terms. It says, and he shut up the heavens, Deuteronomy 11:17. And then the term Israel, the term Obama, and a date, 5776, which we're into right now, and another date, 5777, in this code, which I think Israel actually, in the Hebrew, it goes into it next month in September. So in this dream, though, it's very clearly that, and the news reports, when I went and looked at the news reports, that George Soros has really come against, he basically has declared a war, a political war and a financial war against Israel. And he's also involved in the Brexit, the anti-Brexit movement. He's involved in the protest in America and backing Hillary and Obama. But interestingly, in this, I basically stumbled across his name in the second dream I had, which he was involved in. When I asked the Lord when this righteous judgment that I was being shown was coming, the Lord said, I asked for a sign, which is rare because I don't ask for signs in a dream. But the Lord said, when you see George Soros, the rich man, fall, that will be your sign. And then last night I dreamed that I went into a house and George Soros was laying there on the bed. And I know it was him because I recognized his face clearly. And he began to scuffle himself up towards the top of the bed. He was very frightened of who I was in the dream, and he was dying. And so that's probably not a politically correct dream to have, but I've dreamed three nights in a row now about this same situation, the righteous judgment, George Soros and judgment, and his fall and where this is going. And so I just thought I'd mention it, and now we have the code.
Well, it's kind of interesting because are you familiar with Louis Vager? He does a lot of charts and whatnot. He's kind of a mathematician, and he's a very, very interesting guy. Well, he has a Bible code that I just discovered here just a little bit ago. It says, Hillary steals the election. Bible code matrix of end time prophecy. Now, this is interesting. Hillary is corrupt is in there. The name Bill, the name of, what's her name, Schultz, Debbie
yes.
Schultz,
yes.
The DNC chairman, she's
Wasserman,
in here.
Wasserman Schultz, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yes. Well, she's in there. Emails is in there, leaked emails, but the wise men of Babylon see. Obama's in there, crossing, Hillary is corrupt. a number of, in 2016, Babylon Falls, a bunch of Hillary's, 2016, Rodham is in there. A lot of stuff about war and treason and the elections.
Wow.
Fascinating. Very fascinating stuff.
One thing I do want to remind people, Stuart, is I did not just give a Thus Saith the Lord about George Soros and the Torah code and all. That is a dream. I've had three dreams in a row. And this morning was the third one involving this. And I'm telling people, this is a dream. You don't have to believe anything I just said. It's not a Thus Saith the Lord. I'm merely telling you about a dream I had, and there appears to be a code, Torah code involved that's linked with it.
Well, it is fascinating because Soros, if he's not the richest man, is very close to it, I guess. And the Bible clearly points its finger right at the rich men of the earth. And we know George Soros is a globalist. We know he wants to bring about the New World Order. No question about that. I mean, he's very open about it. I guess what one would have to say, he uses a lot of skullduggery to bring it about. But this is the way these guys operate, you know. They lie through their teeth. And, of course, Messiah told us that the last days was going to be nothing but lies and deceptions. And if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. Have you got anything else you want to throw out here? We got 3 minutes left.
Oh, well, there's so much going on. I'll tell you what, there is something interesting. I saw that a CNN war correspondent has reported on some of the bombing that has been going on in Aleppo, Syria. And she says, and I posted a picture today, says, this is what hell feels like or looks like. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Well, what does the Bible say? The nations that forget God are turned into hell. I don't think we have any idea of what that actually means, but I think we're going to find out real quick. Any more news on CERN? Are they cranked up to basically full power again, or have you heard anything on them?
They're working, but they're being very secretive, very secretive.
I wonder why that is. Then I heard that China was building one even bigger.
Double the size.
Than what's over there.
Yeah, China's building one twice as big as the Geneva one.
Wow. Say, did you see those pictures that, see if I can find those. TR-3B or something that really looks like a TR-3B was found on the moon.
Yeah.
What's the deal there?
Yeah, that looks like it. And if you'll remember, Tom Horn sent me photos from Mars years ago. Remember that he got from NASA, and you saw the same craft on Mars.
Yes. Wow. Well, you know, people just don't believe we're there.
Yeah,
or have been there. Here's a headline. We can talk about this Friday. In fact, we should. Astronomer warns. Now, these are scientists, guys. Buckle your seatbelts. New development foreshadowed within our own solar system. And they're talking about Planet Nine.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about on Planet Nine, they call it Niku. Which sounds very much like Nibiru, actually. But we should talk about that maybe on Friday.
Sure.
How can people reach you, Larry?
The easiest way to go to my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Oh, great. Okay, folks. Well, that about wraps it up. We had a lot more news to cover, but there's no way we're going to get to it. And you should visit our website, www.thelightgate.us, Lightgate Blogger, that's my blog site, and occasionally post some really good information there. But anyway, I guess we have to say goodbye here. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you Friday at 7 p.m. Night, Larry.
Good night.